Welcome back, friends. So winter is a time of silence in nature, a time of reflection. It was also a time of the shepherds. Right after the birth of our Lord, this day born in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord, went at their angelic command to visit Our Lady. And it was a duty that was required of Mary. So that very day, she gives birth, and she should have had her period of, to herself until the naming, the 8 days. So it's certainly within the 8 days. And she welcomes them. The shepherds came to her. She did not go out seeking them. So the commands of the Lord, by angelic decree, supersede Mosaic prescriptions. So we're already seeing in the very, first 24 hours that our Lord is starting to make a change. And it's a significant change at that. Our Lady was observant of the law, right? She was titled Hail Full of Grace from Luke 1:28, kakaritomine. That's it, it's Greek. It is something. And it indicated that God has all
the meaning. Is that the Greek word for full of grace? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's that Mary she has already grace at this point. It's not like it's being given to her in this moment. She has had it throughout this moment. So she has been and will now be filled with a divine life. So there's this continuum that you rightly pointed out with the Immaculate Conception. So Our Lady began before the angel. The angel acknowledges that she's been in this state, and she will continue to do so. So she's observant of the law. So she knows the 8 days for purification with circumcision. She's ritually impure. But here come the shepherds at the command of God through the angels. And she, of course, welcomes them. So there's an obedience within Our Lady of a hierarchy of values. So then we also see another example of Mary's obedience when she names our Lord in late days later, according to Leviticus 12:2-3. And it's a sign that circumcision is a sign of belonging to the Lord. And it's how the males would have been incorporated into God's covenant through Abraham and the descendants of, and that harkens back to Genesis 17:9-14.
So Our Lady, it's interesting, right? Because already we, like you said, this interesting shift, right? Where I hadn't realized that, and I didn't know if they were or not, if the women were present at the circumcision, or if that was something where the child was taken to the home of the rabbi. I mean, obviously, that was not a temple procedure, because they did not have to go to Jerusalem, because it would have made it impossible for everyone to make it to Jerusalem, right? But the presentation, which is 40 days after, is the prescription is that they must be in the temple for the presentation, right?
That's how I hear it, right. Because in Leviticus 12:5, the period is 40 days, and then there's an offering brought to the court of the tabernacle, which was, of course, for the temple, or the temple later. And again, we see the piety and obedience of both Joseph and Mary.
I think that this is something that many people don't really understand. There was only one temple, right? We're so used to living in a world where, you've got a church on every corner, but the temple was something particularly specific. So the synagogue and the temple are two different places.
Absolutely. And
different engagements would have been required in both of them, right? So the purification of her to be perhaps present at the circumcision would have been sort of like a lesser purification, and then an extended purification to prepare the body for a presentation in the temple. But what I do think is interesting is that, and I don't think that it is non-consequential. I mean, I don't know if historically the people who dealt with the sheep shepherds, would they have been necessarily pagan, or were there among the Jews shepherds? Do you know?
They would not have been pagan, but as a class of people, they would have been considered unclean. They would have been considered less than. And it's an odd thing because David was a shepherd. So there's certainly some images of the of Yahweh being a shepherd to his people.
Throughout Old Testament, but
throughout their way,
there would have been a ritual
uncleanness. Purity.
Right. There would have been a ritual uncleanness, but it would not necessarily have been. So the shepherds really then do become, I think, in some sense, the representation of the Jewish people coming to Our Lady, right?
Absolutely.
More so than, say, the Epiphany, right? When the Epiphany is the great manifestation to the Gentiles and to the pagan world.
That's right.
So first he's addressed, he's introduced by name, I mean, and by sight to his family, more or less, right? Which makes sense, right? So even when you think about it and you take it, like we're saying, grace building on nature, right? So how do we take this situation that Our Lady has gone through and reapply it back to our life? Most women, you know, in that particular circumstance would certainly have been open to the visits of their immediate family in those first 8 days, right? But may not have been so welcome to opening herself up to the possibility of someone that she did not know very well. And so I do think that we see a little bit of that there, right? In that 8 day versus 40 day.
I think so. And I think we see with the shepherds, if we're going to have this analogy to the Israelites, to his own people, and we have the angels themselves, direct messengers from our Lord. Whereas with the Gentile, coming through nature, back to grace building on nature, but they have a point of view that can appreciate the celestial manifestation within some sort of a context of truth and goodness, right? So I see that. I think it makes a lot of sense in a variety of ways of approaching it.
Right.
Yes. All right, friends. Let us pick up in the next episode. Till then, be days, Sidraja.